Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
What a good way to start, actually, with the testimony Anthony gave and also Colin. Two things for me. The question you asked, Colin, what is God calling you to do? I feel like that's for me. And also for Anthony, in just stepping out in faith, you know, seeing the opportunity to pray healing on someone, I kind of felt like you've laid a foundation for this short preach that I'm going to bring today. But before we start, I'm just going to pray. So I'm going to ask for the Holy Spirit to come and just take over this place. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to be here and, you know, gather in this place of worship, Lord. We just ask you to bring your anointing over every single one of us in this place and those who are at home as well, Lord. You know, we're looking into healing today, and we trust that, you know, healing will happen over our pain, over our worries, over our relationships, oh Lord. Lord, we just pray for the Holy Spirit. We just ask you to come here. You know, Clive was talking about the beginning. You know, the Bible spoke about the Spirit of God hovering over the earth, Lord. So we ask for that same Spirit to hover over this place, oh Lord, and bring about healing, because we're going to speak the word of healing today. So we just ask of this in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to carry on from the signs of the kingdom, which is what we've been discussing. And I've titled this preach, this mini preach, Healing, Do What Christ Did. But before I carry on, there is a question. And the question is, who is ready to receive healing today? If I just see anyone put their hands up, that would be great.
Yes, Lord.
So that just shows that all of us, including myself, wants to receive healing. The chapter I'm going to read to kind of bring us into this mini-preach is in, you can find that in Acts 10:38. And it reads, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing, and all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And I think that's a good way to kind of understand that Christ had a purpose, and the Father, who is God, also had a purpose for Christ. Just for context, does anyone know that Christ had a purpose?
No.
Right? So Christ was released on earth for a reason. And even Christ himself confessed that in John 10:10. And he says, well, he kind of gave two examples of one person and his purpose, and his purpose. And he said, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. And I felt like that is Christ bringing down the kingdom of God, because this is what we're talking about. That is God's purpose for the kingdom of God to come onto earth. And we can say that the kingdom of God was brought down to earth through Jesus Christ for us to experience heaven on earth. How often have someone said, or go, so I've been on holiday before and I've heard people said, oh, that resort was like heaven on earth. Why do we say that? You know, why do we say heaven on earth? I think there's part of us that have an idea of the kingdom of God on earth. And what that looks like to everyone might be totally different. You know, for you, it might be a palm tree, it might be blue sea, it might just be that sense of tranquility. But the point I'm trying to make that I want us to explore this morning, though, is that the kingdom of God on earth can appear through healing. Right? I hope that makes sense to everyone. You know, I think Christ demonstrated kingdom on earth in so many ways. But for me, based on what we're talking about this morning, I want that to be focused on healing. And we are all aware of the signs and wonders and miracles that Christ did. And he was enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, I want us to look at three healing miracles that took place in the book of John and Mark. So in John 9:1-7, this is when Christ was with his disciples. And he read, "As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciple asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Christ replied, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. I thought that was powerful. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of this world. Amen. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him. Wash in the pool of Siloam. The word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. I thought that was powerful. Now, there's two things I want to focus on this morning. One is the one that Anthony described. And we can see that in John 9, 1-7, when this man got healed as a result of being obedient. So there was nowhere in the Bible that said that this man knew Christ before he got healed. Right? It didn't mention that. You know, I felt like Christ was just walking past. Like, Anthony was just getting on with his day. And there was that opportunity for him to do something, right? And what Anthony showed there is pretty much obedient, right? So let's bear that in mind. There's another part I want to share with you, and this is in Mark, right? So it's a long one, but I'm going to try and narrow it down. When you got time, I suggest that you read into that. And this is Mark 5, 21 to 43. There are two stories there. One is of the child that Christ raised from the dead, and the other one I think we talk about so much, and it's the woman with the issue of blood, right? So on one side, we have the testimony that Anthony shared this morning, obedience. And on one side, there is the testimony, actually, that Colin shared, which is faith, right? So we can, I mean, I'm sure all of you know that story of the woman with the issue with blood. And to just think that she had faith based on seeing and hearing about the wonders and the miracles Christ have done, she just felt, if I can touch his garment, I am healed. I thought that was amazing, right? But she was aware of Christ, bearing in mind the other guy did not know Christ, but was obedient, right? So I think what I'm trying to highlight this morning are two things, that faith can come by obedient, and faith can come by, well, healing can come by obedient, and healing can come by faith. So I have one story to tell just to tidy this all up. I remember in 2015 when I first joined the World Church, and prior to that, I was playing football, and I picked up an injury on my left knee, and I remember even joining a private healthcare because they didn't know what it was, but I knew that I had fluid on my left knee and I couldn't play football. And obviously, I don't know if anyone knows my story of how I came to the World Church. It was really dusking brother over there covering his face. That's Adam. But cut a long story short, it was a similar service and it was about healing. And I remember standing up there and there was an altar call and it was Pastor Clive. And he said, if there is anything that you want healing for today, please come down and we'll pray for you. I remember standing there as well and a few other leaders. And normally when you come down, you know, you have a few people lining up. So we get put into different people to pray. And that day, I thought, just go down and be. I had no expectation whatsoever. I knew I had a pain on my knee. So I came down. Adam was there. And he was like, I can pray for you. But I thought, nah, I want Pastor Clive to pray for me. Bear this in mind, though. So I thought, Adam, you can pray for me. And it was a short prayer. It was something along the line of, God, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, pain, go. And I kid you not, that pain went. That pain went. That was 2015. Today's 2021. No sign of that pain. I'm telling you that pain went immediately. This is not like jump up, let me know how the scale of 10 hours is. No, that pain went immediately. Now, to round this up, though, what I want to say is, if you're here today in this place, or if you are at home listening in, don't be like me, right? Because I didn't have an expectation. Don't be like the blind man that Christ healed. He didn't have an expectation. Be like a woman with the issue of blood. You know, go a step further Come with expectation. Come with that faith that God is going to do something. God is going to heal you. So, yeah, I encourage you. Please come down and get some prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Big round of applause for you. Well done, mate. Well done. Okay, and so it's just wonderful to hear, and, you know, new people stepping out and just praying and seeing that God honours that, that people do get healed if we would just step out. And actually, it's for all of us. We're going to hear that now. You know, Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of God is upon you. Go heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. That's for every single one of us to step out into. So just encourage you with that. And the next guy up needs no introduction. We love him. He drives us nuts sometimes, but this guy gets involved with everything, and I know he loves the Lord Jesus. And once he's turned his mic on and smiles, come on, let's give him a big round of applause.
Amen, amen. Amen. How do you be? Just want to say, brother, I just want to encourage you. We're an encouraging family here. Brother, well done on your first step out, man. That was powerful. That was encouraging. You know, be encouraged. Be encouraged, man. You've got a gift there and allow God to just work with you in that, man. Well done. But just following on from BE, this is healing day, this is healing preach, this is healing service. And who's expecting to be healed today? Who's expecting to see God pour out and just do? You know what? Let's ask a question. Does Jesus still heal today?
Yes.
Does he still heal today? And does Jesus call us to pray for healings and miracles in 2021?
Yes.
Are we doing it?
Yes.
Are we doing it? Now, we're going to continue from what B just preached on in our series of switching on that supernatural switch. And we're looking at Isaiah 35, where it says this: "Then will the eyes of the blind be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert." Now, Isaiah said that when the kingdom will come, it's going to bring joy, it's going to bring peace. But he also said it's going to bring healing. Healing will come when the kingdom comes. Who wants to be healed today? Who wants to be healed physically or even mentally or, spiritually? Yeah, in Jesus' name. It's not me, it's in Jesus' name. And who wants to live a life where you can just switch on that supernatural switch? And like B.E. said, you know, just like be like Jesus, just walk around and just pray in Jesus' name and heal. Who wants that switch to be turned on in their life today? Now, today's message, just continuing on from what B.E. said, is a massive message. This is what we're called to do. We're called to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. And the early church didn't see everyone being healed. They saw many, many people being healed, but not everyone. And today we don't see everyone being healed, but we do see many miracles. And we still expect the healing to come, healing in mass numbers, healing in the supernatural and extraordinary circumstances. And we also expect healing to come that's going to change a city, that's going to change a nation. Amen? Now, these are the things that the early church was seeing. And these are the things that we should be seeing today. Because the greatest days of the church are not in the past. They're in the future. And we are living in that. We have a word over us to be a supernatural hospital, to bring healing to those who need it. We have a picture of nurses sending us the sick from the hospital because we're going to be a spiritual A&E to them. Amen? And today I'm going to talk on three things. I'm going to talk on when God doesn't heal, when God does heal, and when God heals through you. Okay? So when God doesn't heal, the question is, why doesn't God heal everyone that asks him for it? 1 John 5 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Now, when you pray and ask for God's healing, we can trust that he'll hear us and he will answer us. But he may not answer in the way that you want him to or that you expect him to. He won't give you something that's against his will. God always wants what's best for us, but the best thing may be to use an illness in ways that we didn't expect it.
Amen.
Sometimes God uses sickness to get your attention and redirect you. Sometimes he will have you lay on your back, like we heard with Colin this morning. He will have you laying on your back in a sponge bath in order to get you to look up to him. Proverbs 20 says, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. Now, most of us could give a story of how it took a painful experience to make us change our ways. And sometimes God allows a sickness to become a testimony for others. The greatest witness that we could ever have is the example of how we handle pain. Now, when you are sick, you can pray and ask God in confidence for healing. Why should you have confidence? Because the Bible says in 1 John 5, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. Now, I remember being at New Day. Those of you who have heard of New Day or been, or if you haven't been yet, you're missing out. But it's just an amazing time for the youth and even for the adults as well. You just get so filled and fired up. And I remember being in the tent. Me, Veronica and Colin are just on the side. And like, you know, we've just had amazing anointed worship, just had an encouraging word. And then they're going to us like, pray for everyone. God's going to pour out and do miracles. And we're like, okay, like, let's do it. And me and Colin were just standing there going, God, we're going to be obedient. We're going to do whatever you want us to do. Like, you know, we'll do it. And then we looked to the right and there's this young girl in a wheelchair. And me and Colin were both encouraged to actually pray for the girl. Now, we asked my mum's permission first. And then we just started praying for the girl. And we were praying in power. We were like, God, heal her. Let her stand. Let her walk. Let her do backflips, cartwheels. Let her run around the tent. You know, we had expectation of this girl getting up and never needing that again. That wasn't the case. And I'm not going to lie. I left that tent that night disheartened. I was like, why didn't God do that? Why didn't God heal, man? The power was there. The faith was there. Everything was there. All the elements were there. Why didn't God do it? And I remember God saying this to me. He said, he didn't even give me an explanation of why she weren't healed. He said this, well done for stepping out in faith. Well done for doing what I've called you to do. It don't matter if it didn't work. You stepping out was what I'm celebrating. And that's what we celebrate here. God celebrates courage over success. Yes. Amen? Yes. And when you pray in God's will, he will always hear you. His answer, again, doesn't come through in the method that we want, or the timing that we want, but his answer is always, always good and always for his glory. So when we pray and God doesn't heal, remember to trust him fully because it is in his time and he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And also, it's the courage in stepping out that God celebrates. The kingdom of God has come, but not fully yet. It's advancing now through our prayers. So we need to step out more. We need to step out in faith and pray for the kingdom to come. Amen?
Amen.
Secondly, when God does heal, did you know that your prayers of healing have an impact? Did you know that your prayers have an impact in so many ways? John 5 says, hear us whenever we ask him. And since we know this is true, we know that also that he gives us what we ask for him. Do you ever wonder if prayer really works though? Do you ever, you know, you're praying about something, you're praying about a healing, you're praying about, you know, a situation, and then suddenly Satan's in your ear going, what are you doing, mate? You know, what are you doing here, eh? What's going on? Hey, who do you think you are, eh? What are you doing? What's this all about? You ain't God, you can't do that. In fact, God's laughing at you right now. Stop making a fool of yourself and don't ever do that again. The truth is, prayer works because God is in control and not Satan. Amen?
Amen?
The basis of all miracles is God's sovereignty. Why does he do one and not the other? Because God is in control. And we have to trust in his wisdom and his goodness. Ephesians 3 says, God is able to do far more than we could ever dare or ask or dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Prayer can do whatever God wants to do. His resources are available to us. And 20 times in the New Testament, it always says to us, ask. It's telling us and encouraging us, ask for it, ask for it. It's encouraging to know that the things that are out of mine and your control are not out of God's control. Amen?
Amen.
And I may not be able to change my situation. You may not be able to change your situation. But we can pray and God can change it. And I know exactly what some of you are thinking right now. All right then, Bolton. If I can pray and ask God to change things. And if God really is in control of everything, why don't I get everything that I pray for? There's three reasons for that. God's not a genie. You don't rub on the Bible and God pops out and goes, "Hello, I'm Almighty God, Alpha and Omega. What can I do for you?" It don't work like that. We're not going to see the genie out of Aladdin, you know what I mean? It doesn't work. If every prayer that we ever got was answered, you know we'd be spoiled brats.
Amen.
All right, let me ask this. Parents, do you give your child everything they ask for?
Nope.
No. And as a child, I hated it. You know when you go shopping with your mum and dad and this, like, the first thing they say is, "Don't ask me for anything when we're in this store." And every aisle you go down, it's like, I want that, you know, you wanted it. And you know what, I'm thankful that my parents taught me the word no. You know, I'm not a sport brat, thankfully. But that's because as parents, you know what's best for your kids. You know what's best. You can see the bigger picture. So if you can see the bigger picture, what's best for your kids, imagine the bigger picture that God can see what's best for you.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Secondly, sometimes Christians pray in conflict. Sometimes we do pray in conflict. If you look at this latest Euro final, England versus Italy, you can imagine there's an England fan praying, "God, it's coming home!" And then an Italian fan, "And oh, it's coming to Rome!" You know? So they're praying in conflict. And the question is, who is God going to answer? Obviously, God can't answer every prayer, but He is going. But we have to trust in Him. And I think the real reason is this: God knows what's best, and we don't. If you think you do, then that's very presumptuous. But the Bible tells us we are sure that God hears us if we ask Him for anything that is according to His will. Amen? Be encouraged, your prayers have impact. And lastly, when God heals through you, and we're going to have a time of activation soon. Did you know that God can heal through you? And the fact of this is, any believer can pray for healing in Jesus' name. But firstly, the Bible says, James 5, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. You don't have to be an elder. You don't have to be a group leader. You don't have to be Pastor Clive. You haven't got to put on your superhero Christian cape and go, "I'm going to heal today." No, as long as you have Christ in your heart and you have faith, you can pray for someone to be healed today. God wants to use you as a healing agent. Amen? But there's three things we must do first. First of all, we make sure that our heart is clean from sin. Holding on to unconfessed sin can always hinder our prayers, can always hinder our prayers for healing. And that's why James says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. You're never going to be sinless, okay? But we can try to sin less. All right?
Okay, that's good. Repeat that, brother.
You want to repeat?
Yeah, yeah.
We're never going to be sinless, but we can always try to be sinless.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Come on. When you confess, it's like you're being cleaned inside out. And when you're cleaned inside out, you can supernaturally step forward and do the things that God has called us to do. Secondly, we need to be specific when you're asking for healing. Too many people are afraid to put God in a box, right? So they just say, "Lord, be with this sick person, love them, bless them, amen." What's the point in that? How are you going to see God actually work in a prayer? You have to do it the way B.E. said that he had it done. You know, they actually spoke directly to the pain. Pain, go in Jesus' name. There, when you're specific about your prayers and you're specifically saying what you're asking, God already knows. God already knows, but be specific so that you can see God work. Amen? And finally, ask in faith, James 1:6. But when you pray, you must believe and not doubt at all. Whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and blown about by the wind. We need to pray with expectation. Trusting God will answer our prayers in His time and in His way. The person you're praying for may never be healed in this life, but you can still pray for healing without a doubt and in faith, because you know that God never stops working out His purposes. He hears you And he cares about the person you're praying for and about the sickness that may be burdening them. Got a little rattled in my words there. So first and foremost, we get our heart right with God. We confess our sin. We ask him for a specific healing. We be specific with him for the thing that we want him to do. And then we step back and we just watch God work. And it will be beyond anything that we can imagine. The proof is in the pudding. We've heard it today. Have we got faith today, church, that God is going to come and bring healing right now? Yeah, come on, let's stand. Let's stand in faith. We're going to bring activation to the message today. James 5 says, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Amen? Amen.